It's the TMO. He's getting a hot dog.
TMO, eh? Didn't get into it. Might have been getting a hot dog at a certain stage of that game. Missed a bit. No
rugby chat, no.
What is
Bring
this?
Bring on the bull. What's this?
It's a shirt. What's this?
It's a Wallabies jacket. It's green.
You didn't get that from your daughter.
I did not.
This is my Father's Day. Oh, look. I'm not wearing a hat either.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I need a scoosh this way.
I might go grab my hat.
Do you feel naked without it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. You grab a hat.
You entertain everybody.
Okay.
Do something really official, like introduce the podcast.
Okay.
See, like, just do like a proper... Dude, this is a flyer. I'll fix that. Do a proper, podcast introduction like I see the pros do. And I'll give you a judgment, okay? I'll give you a rating out of 10.
Okay. When should I start?
Okay, I'll do one of these. There's 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome along, everybody. This is 2 Cents Get Distracted with me, 2 Cents, aka Mark, from here in New Zealand. We are coming to you not live from beautiful West Auckland, and I'm joined by
me,
Tony,
from Distracted Sports, the channel that doesn't really put out videos other than this podcast.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Wearing an interesting shirt.
Look, I liked your energy. I gotta say, it startled me a little bit.
You know, someone left a comment on my channel the other day saying, "I know what you're trying to do, but less stats and be more entertaining."
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, "Fuck you."
So this was your
no.
This is your interpretation of being that guy's wet dream?
No.
Oh, really? No, I think people like you for who you are and what you do.
That's the thing. Yeah. Let me be me.
Yeah, you can
see. I want to love my stats.
If you want to see a little bit more of his verve for life, you can watch this podcast.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
We don't do many stats on this podcast.
There's not much. You say the odd one. Mm. And when I give you a stat, you almost faint.
Exactly.
Occasionally it happens.
Yes, it does.
I've done it before.
You have.
You know.
It has been done.
You know.
You're wearing a Father's Day shirt.
10 out of 10 Sundays this year, in the past weekend, I wanted to punch myself in the nuts. Just this past weekend. No, yeah. But it was a good Father's Day, though. You had a good Father's Day?
Yeah, I went out for dinner.
Oh, really? That's
and
nice.
I went to see my old man for morning tea.
Oh, that's
I got
great.
Up at 3 a.m., watched the game.
Then we're not talking about that
then
yet.
Then I went to my dad's house to have morning tea. Then I came back home and watched the Wallabies game.
Yeah.
And then I watched the Americans and Canadians. And then I had sleep.
Oh, fabulous. Well, yeah, I woke
it was a busy
up.
Busy day. Then I went out for dinner.
I actually was exhausted. Absolutely exhausted because I was at a conference until Saturday.
I don't do conferences.
I bloody have to do conferences. And they're big piss ups and you got to sort of entertain and you know, chat. Make that money. And
is there any chit or is it just chat?
Occasionally we probably throw a little chit in there.
Yeah.
But mainly chat. The odd little bit of chit to keep it sexy.
There you go.
You know. But then, you know, you put too much chit in, you sometimes lose the chat.
You definitely need a balance of your chits and your chats.
Yeah. We're probably a little chat heavy.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, the chit. I've never been so good at the chit.
You're full of chit.
I've been told that many, many times. Anyway, so I was exhausted from that. And the last thing I really wanted to do was wake up at 3 a.m. But I also knew that it
but
was...
But you did as well.
I did, because I knew it was Father's Day.
You texted me at 5 and you were like... Burr, burr, burr. So I was like, oh, Tony's awake.
Yeah, no, I...
Because often you'll watch on demand.
I was thinking about it, but I knew it was Father's Day the next day.
Yeah.
And I knew my daughter was really excited about it.
Right.
So she got me gifts and breakfast. She likes the whole breakfast and bed thing. So I couldn't, if I hadn't watched a game, I would have been like, just, okay, pipe down with your excitement. You know, beautiful human being.
I need to watch rugby.
I need to watch rugby and ignore you for the next 2 hours and then cry for a bit. I was like, I don't want to be that dad. So I was like, okay, I have to watch this. So I was like, yeah, last thing I wanted to do was like on very little sleep on the last 3 days was wake up at 3 a.m. But God damn it, I did. And my heart rate just immediately just started pounding out of my bloody chest. And I was like, this is not natural.
It was a big one.
It was a flipping big one. Yeah. So no, a lovely Father's Day though. Pretty chill. Like, got some sushi. My old man's passed away, so that saves time. It's Irish black humor, by the way.
What's that got to do with sushi?
It's got nothing to do with
it. It was a big segue. It was like, I went to get sushi. My dad's passed away. I was like, wait, well, what's the connection between
me? We had sushi with my daughter. She loves sushi. And right. then usually you were said, oh, then I saw my dad. And I was like, I didn't have to see my dad. Or right. One less thing to do, I guess.
That would have been the segue. Didn't have to see my dad.
Yeah, well, I could have gone to the gravesite, I guess.
Okay.
Given myself a treat. That's what my mum always says. She says, I'm like, what are you up to today, mum? She's like, oh, giving myself a treat and going to the cemetery, which is, you know.
Always fun for all ages. Always
fun. Yeah, it is what it is. What do you do? What is your go-to sort of behavior at a cemetery? What do you do? Do you have loved ones at cemeteries anywhere?
The only one we ever really go to see is my father's father.
Okay. You go along, do you stand there somberly or?
Yeah, I feel bad because I never met him. He died when he died when my dad was like 15. So
holy smokes.
I never met the fella.
Oh, I'm sure he's a good bloke.
Apparently he was into his rugby.
Oh, that's a
And shame. League.
Oh,
so you would have loved him.
Whatever. He was probably the best Morgan out.
Mm-hmm.
Best Morgan done. No, yeah, well, my old man passed away when I was 29, so my daughter never met him, but he was a hell of a bloke. He loved his rugby, and he also loved his league.
There you go.
He played...
they might have played each other.
Oh, he would have been a bit younger than your granddad.
Oh, yes, of course. That's different generations, Mark. That's how that
my
works.
My dad's like probably a similar age to... My dad would
your
be...
Your dad would be the same age as my dad. If
he was
59
when he passed away in 2013.
What year was he born?
1953.
Oh, so they're 3 years apart, our parents.
Yeah, so that's if your granddad was playing...
I just had the connection of death, not the connection of birth.
Maybe there's like an afterlife game that they play and they get to play in their prime.
Yeah.
He played reserve grade for Auckland in rugby league, like his rugby league.
I think my dad said my granddad played for like league for Southland or something where league is really big. Something
nice
like
work.
That.
Nice work.
There you go.
Fantastic. Anyway, that was our fathers. They were very nice. Sorry to bum everyone out with the passing of my father.
Father's Day is out of kilter with the rest of the world here.
Really? No one else does it?
Australia does on the same day as us, but the rest
so all
of the
those,
world,
all these South Africans are sitting there going, just would you hurry up and talk about how we beat your asses?
I
and
get the feeling just... there's going to be a few viewers tuning in just to see some salty tears.
They were salty tears. They were big, like, sloppy,
I
salty
had a look
tears.
At the breakdown the other day on YouTube, and I could see a bunch of comments just like, bro, where's JK? I must see, because JK wasn't on there. I want to see JK just moaning.
Yeah. And people say, why are they asking for more TMO intervention? There's something, there's a big difference between a clearly dropped ball and the tiniest fractional knock on at the back of the ruck, four phases before a try is scored.
So you watched the game.
But anyway, hey, a lot better.
31-27. The box came back from 10 points behind.
Are we doing this?
Speaking of comments that people found offensive.
Yeah.
One guy found it offensive that I called it a comeback win. But that's just literally what that is.
Somebody in your comments found it.
It's like, comeback win, WTF. And
what
I was like, he's
hell?
Like, a win is a win. Like, well,
you came back. The All Blacks used to do comeback wins
all the
time.
We grew up with comeback wins. I love a good comeback win. You think you're dead and buried, you get in there.
It's one of the best ways to watch your team win. It's better than watching your team flog a team.
For sure.
You walk away because you're like, we snagged one. Yeah, exactly. I would love to have that feeling right now, but I sadly have the opposite one, which is.
Were you blown a lead?
Yeah, so we were 10 points up.
We were.
With 18 minutes to play.
Can I start at the start?
Four tries to one at that stage.
There's a little bit of controversy.
Yeah.
Plane flying over while the huck is going on.
EDM dance music going, boom, the system is down, boom, boom, the system is down, boom, boom, boom. And then pyrotechnics going on.
So as the elected representative of all New Zealanders who speak on all our behalves, were you offended by that? Were you ambivalent?
It's culturally insensitive, but if you're not from New Zealand, maybe you don't give a rat's ass, or maybe you...
Mm.
If you did it in New Zealand, it would be weird because it's the All Blacks. But if you're ever partaking with a group that are from New Zealand or are of Māori heritage and they want to do a haka, it's about connecting with your ancestors, and it's a deeply cultural and special thing that is, you know, unique to New Zealand, but also, we like to, you know, the singing of, what is it, the English thing? I was about to say Sweet Land of Liberty. No, what is it?
God Defend the Queen?
No, King? No. Swing low, oh, yeah. Sweet chariot. They do that. And everyone, some people boo and all that sort of stuff. That's right. I don't mind that because it's like kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this orchestrated thing done by the higher ups.
Do you reckon that was deliberately timed to go over the haka? I thought it was just off. I thought they got the timing like 10 seconds early because the haka finished like 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
I feel like because coordinating a plane to fly over a stadium... It's kind of tricky.
But there was EDM music going.
Well, I think the system is down. I think the music
is down.
And the fireworks, someone was told, when the plane flies over, hit that button. And the guy was probably like, oh, should I? Well, I've been told.
And then they almost need to have like TJ Perenara to get like a thumbs up from a stage manager going, it's you now, DJ.
Yeah. I do feel like at times we get... Maybe. In New Zealand, we get a little bit precious about...
I wasn't precious about it, but I'm just saying like it's for a New Zealander, it can be construed as offensive.
I don't feel like anybody has to just sit there and be quiet while we do it.
No, and the South Africans usually met it with their version of
ole,
respect.
Ole, ole, ole is what they usually do in the stands. That's all good.
Fair enough.
The plane thing, I think it was just...
The French whistle, Irish are pretty quiet.
The Irish are pretty quiet, yeah.
Good people, the Irish.
David Campese runs around in the background force back with himself kind of thing. Yeah. Playing with himself, basically.
Chips his balls around.
Yeah.
He chips them. And...
Because you're not under... Because some people will think that the All Blacks...
Get an unfair advantage from it.
And they think that, like, teams don't have to do anything during the haka. All they have to do is stay on their own half of the field, on their own side of the 10-meter line.
Don't have to face
it. You can go do a jig. You can go dance around. You just can't... You don't have to look at it. You can put your backs to it. Yeah. The general logic is you accept the challenge.
Yeah.
And you don't do anything which is going to piss them off.
Yeah.
Because it probably might make it worse.
Because John Eales is 1996, like Wallabies against Athletic Park ran like drills.
Right.
During it. And they got pumped by like 45 points or something.
Remember the time the Welsh did the whole, we want the order of the anthems changed for the next year? So the All Blacks just did it in the changing rooms and then pumped them. So it's tended to be when you buck the trend, you get pumped.
John Eales did a documentary in the last 5 years or something about learning, basically doing a mea culpa. I'm sorry that I did that.
Right.
Learning about the specialness of the haka and all that stuff.
But then I don't like it to be too precious because it's our thing.
Yeah.
Nobody else has to do anything.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
But we will comment on it.
Yeah, that's right.
We will comment on it and criticize it heavily.
That's the way that works. I honestly think the plane was just, I think it was just 10 seconds too early.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But like, do you reckon the pilot's like, hold it.
Slow down. I can't. I'm going to fall into the stadium. There'll be thousands of deaths, including my own.
I had a massive image. Impulse to fly Emirates afterwards for some reason.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. So it starts well for the All Blacks that game.
Oh, it's a cracker. I think
the atmosphere is fantastic. The weather is fantastic. The crowd is fantastic.
By the way, I didn't actually watch the haka live.
Oh, wow.
Because I just...
You were just crawling out of bed?
I was just crawling out of bed. And I turned the TV on and the kickoff had happened.
Yeah.
And there was like the first bomb had gone up that I think Bodie took.
Right.
And I was like, I can't do this right now. I didn't go back and watch the anthems or anything like that. I just went back and watched the haka.
Okay.
And it was very noisy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, I've told you in the past that I just always roll out of bed a bit late, and then I kind of skip to the start of the game. I actually watched everything this time, and it was full on.
Yeah, I didn't watch the anthems or anything. Anyway, so the game starts, and my heart is beating out of my arsehole. Like, I'm like, this is not natural. Like,
the All Blacks started with so much ball.
Oh, yes, it was lovely.
We weren't getting that far, though.
But we were just, like, I didn't expect us to break them right at that moment.
But we had them, we were making them make tackles. I was already thinking, oh, they're going to be tired making all these tackles.
Yeah, they're going to fade later in the game.
Yeah.
We pummeled them away. We were showing little glimpses of things. And then I think they almost got out of their end, and then we pinned them back down, and then we got a nice little try to...
Fussy ended up getting yellow carded.
Yeah, which was fair.
Yeah, people like didn't
it came
like
in
that
from
one.
An offside position and a try scoring opportunity.
Yeah, that one. I thought that it's one was not a big deal, but some people didn't like that one.
Well, probably
my dad also didn't like that one.
Why?
Because I think you know the way the ruck rule used to be was like there was no offside line until the ruck was full.
Yeah,
but
now it's gone.
That's been gone for a long time.
Mm.
So
it's a try scoring opportunity penalty
basically.
it's not like an infringement penalty or that's built up over time. It's a, this is likely to be a try. Yeah, you've done something. Yeah. It's a professional foul.
Yeah. It didn't strike me as out of sorts. Like, it was just normal. That's normal.
And then from that leading penalty,
we got a wall try. Nice Cody Taylor. It was sweet.
What do you think about Banks?
Banks?
Yeah. Two banks next to each other. What do you call them? Double bank?
Oh. You're talking about exactly. The line-out thing.
We're talking about this thing that all of a sudden we're all experts in is double banking. And
I've never heard that term before.
I've heard of like the leading props making contact first.
Obstruction at mall time.
Which
happens,
which is a very technical penalty that gets missed all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. I didn't think. It looked like a normal mall try to me.
Yeah.
As a New Zealander. I was in the ground. Whoa.
Double banking.
Hold on. Wait a second. We've got B and Z there and ASB.
Those are two New Zealand banks. They're owned by Australians, though.
Yeah, by the
Australian companies. Yeah, but yeah, we got a mall try that was nice.
Yeah. Which is great. Great. We got pay for...
Put us under a bit of pressure, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the TJ one.
Oh,
he kicks the sweet 50-22.
For fuck's
and
sake.
Then he, from the resulting play, yells at the ref.
Like Gomenzolo, Mngomezolo.
Sasha Feinberg and Gomenzolo. He kind of rolled away.
He rolls and he kicks the ball.
He bumped the ball as he was rolling. So it slows the ruck down by a second. And TJ still passes it to Blackadder. And then after that, he goes, "What was that?" Right at the ref.
He didn't even say, "What the fuck was that?"
No, he just said, "What was that?
What was that?" Like, this showed me that the ref was overly out of his depth, emotional, and like couldn't handle the situation by giving that penalty. I thought, oh no, this guy's not any good. Because Nigel Owens, anyone else back in the day, would be like, you talk like that to me one more time.
That's the thing.
You know, like that was such a, we were hot line.
In terms of things that.
That's how, I've never seen that.
That's the thing. In terms
especially
of,
without dropping an F-bomb.
That's right.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. If some guy goes, "Fuck, ref, what are you watching?" Then you might expect very, but I guess.
No F-bomb, a question.
Yeah,
done with TJ for Perenara's usual.
Yeah.
Usual.
He's a loudmouth. I've seen him playing in Super Rugby where the refs literally told him, "Do not speak to me again.
You need to shut up now."
Basically. So he does have a bad habit of yapping off too much. And part of me likes the fact that the refs are like, "I ain't taking any of your shit." But that was like I said, I've never seen that pinged that quickly at test level. That's a big call.
Yeah. And that was like, oh no, this referee he's not up to guff. First time he's ever refereed either of those teams. Like, not even versus each other. Never refereed at Ellis Park.
Yeah.
Never refereed a game with the All Blacks in it. Never refereed a game with the South Africans in it.
Yeah. It was funny as well because...
Like, we got the two best teams in the world.
Yeah.
At one of the finest venues, auditoriums of rugby in the world. Yeah, the players, the guys have got to decide who wins this.
Yeah.
And that amazing cathedral. But we don't have a world like we.
Yeah, take the team's you world think class. The ref should the ref, take himself out of a little
the
bit.
The referee's
I don't
world
mind
class.
Him telling the TJ to next time.
Yeah, I would have been okay. Yeah. Pretty stock standard.
Give him a lecture.
Yeah, but he just like had like a. I'll show you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's weird is as well a couple of other times later in the game. One time, Will Jordan knocked it on, and like he was like, "That went backwards. I never knocked it on," and it was like that didn't. And then one time, Sasha Feinberg was a kick for touch. And he was like, the touch judge, you give me bugger all meters. And I was like, okay, why aren't both of these guys getting pinged for screaming like children?
I don't know. He was just trying to stamp his authority in an emotional, petulant way.
TJ does talk too much shit, though.
Yeah, TJ started great until that point. But yeah,
it didn't matter because we got the next try. They coughed up some pill and we had some Cody Taylor Pounce at Lomax and
Lomax
out wide Bodie and Will Jordan, Caleb Clark.
It was so nice to see us like exposing the wide channels, like getting on the flank of the rush defense, finding that space out wide and just trotting them in clinically. Like in a way it's like, hey, you got no hope here. Like they were nice tries. Mm-hmm. Really nice to see. So many other parts of our game. Well, I thought we played so well in so many areas of that game for so long.
Mm.
But we, it's, by the way, South Africa, we will get to a point where we wax lyrically about your immense strength. But right now we're just
having a wee bitch session.
Yeah.
It's another thing I need to bring up.
Yeah.
The first, I think it's the first conversion, the little shot clock on the screen
went 0-0.
Went to 0-0. And
it
then
was
the,
it was like just about to kick it.
But some people don't seem to know this. That clock on the screen is actually not the official timekeeper's clock.
Oh.
That's just for the broadcasters.
Right.
That's
that, kind they, of they their, did that in the Argentina game. Yeah, exactly. Like the clock's wrong.
Yeah. It's kind of just their best guess.
Yeah, right.
They try to get it as close as they can, but it's not the official clock. And no. Even then, like, because then they were saying, some people were saying, like, well, Damien should have been timed out, and then Sasha got timed out later on, but there was still time on the clock. If you actually notice, the ref says to him, 3 seconds, when there's 1 second left on the TV clock. So it's not a line. And the Aussie game, like you just mentioned, you saw it loads of times. He'd be like, 10 seconds, and it'd be like 7 on the clock or something. They're never exactly lined up.
Lined up. And I guess it's be nice if they were. They
it would be. It doesn't because seem like we're all it looking be at that it going, hard. Yeah, but
I find it a little bit anxiety inducing, to be honest with you. Yeah. It adds this level of tension. Like, stop smiling at it.
Yeah,
just kick it.
But if you've ever seen games where like the player kicks it out, and you're like, oh, there's still 3 seconds left on the clock. Like, why did he kick it out? Yeah. It's not because the ref is just like, oh well, fuck it, close enough.
But like,
it's because the ref
kicking it out at the end of the first half.
But it's because the ref's got the call. Like, that's time.
Can we talk about the D word?
The drop?
The because
that's the next try.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's talk about that. I was going to go talk about discipline and talk about how that was a big
problem. Our discipline sucks shit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. But Bongi and Bonambi clearly drops a ball over the try line and it gets awarded as a try.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Like,
pretty
That's a knock on every day of the week and 2 times on Sunday.
Pretty much.
And no universe. Is that not a knock-on? In any other parallel universe where they play versions of the sport...
It's still a knock-on.
It's still a knock-on.
And what's interesting is, I think from the comment sections of the video I did about it, I think 99% of the African fans agree with you, but there's a couple who are just like, well, there's still contact.
You can see his inside armpit.
It's a knock-on.
It's a clear knock-on. Yeah. And the fact... That at that level, that is not. That's just not the. I don't know if
that's
the,
weird that they didn't review that.
Is does the does the umpire the?
Got him. Yes.
Oh, that's fucked his average. Does the on-field referee have to ask the question?
Nah, they check every try. They check every try.
Yeah, they do. So he does. So even if he doesn't ask the question, the Irishman upstairs should have been like, "Oh yeah, sorry, mate." Because when I saw the replay,
when Sasha was fiddling around with the tee, I was waiting for the. Hold on a second. Like, hold the conversion. We need to have a look at this.
Yeah, yeah. So like, was I. I was like,
even if. Even if they had like reviewed it and been like, well, there's like if they had fucking come to some like arsey way that like nah, that's still a try, I would have been like, fuck me days, that's weird, but at least they looked at it. But they didn't even look at it.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
It's weird.
It's a massive fuck up.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they look at stuff which is way less obvious than that.
Have we any explanation from World Rugby yet?
I don't think so. I'll be curious to see what Nigel Owens says on that show. I bet you he'll say, like, if you think that Bongi's lost the separation, if you think the ball's gone forward, then it's a knock-on. But I think it's, like...
It's clearly a knock-on.
Most people I've heard comments from are saying it's a knock-on. One guy actually said, Bongi's going to be speaking with a deeper voice this week because he dropped his balls. And I was like, I was a South African fan. I was like, that's a good comment.
They, yeah, I don't understand how that one was missed.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to look back at that one and be like, that's the reason we lost the game. Because I think they still had advantage. Good chance they go on to score again.
Maybe they do. We turned them away a lot on the first half.
It's just weird that it didn't get looked at.
Yeah, it's an absolute shambolic result. And like I don't think you can place the entire blame on the referee, who I thought was pretty average across the game. Both ways, potentially. To be honest, I was really focusing on the shit that was going against us at the time.
As all fans do.
Yeah, but it's a big failure for the entire rugby, you know, the entire refereeing team.
That one seems,
yeah. Like the touch judge, the AR should have been like, hey, I don't know if you've seen it, because I was sitting there and like, I was like, oh shit, they're back in this. Okay, And then I saw that and I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, he's knocked it on. Oh, that's good.
That's great. Well, okay, well, they'll scrub that one out and just any second now.
Yeah, this didn't happen.
Okay. Oh, they've taken the kick. Oh, and even then I was like, oh, they can still rub it out after it kicks.
Yeah, well, they timed him out for that one,
Yeah. And then, oh, they're restarting out. Oh, what the?
Yeah. It was just one of those.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, just so shit.
Yeah, it's just weird.
We did lose by 4 points, and that was worth 5 points.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's...
Yeah,
you it's can't. You can't just say that's exactly why we lost.
No, it's never like that. You, well, if this didn't happen, then we would have won it. Because then you can
just... It would have made things...
You can go down the long list. Well, if you didn't do this, then we wouldn't have got that. Or we wouldn't go this way. It gets never ending.
It certainly didn't help our chances.
It certainly didn't help, no.
No.
It's just bizarre. It just seems like a failure. As I said, even if they'd reviewed it and... somehow concluded that it was a try.
Are we being wildly biased because we are not playing as much? Because the South African line I've heard is, oh, well, are you the double banking one? I guess we're square. And like the double banking one, I don't think it's a false equivalency.
Well, that's the thing. Like of all the things you want the TMOs to look at, like guys knocking on a try, that's like that's like your murder level offense, exactly. Right?
Like, catching a guy with a gun as he shot somebody.
Yeah, that's like red-handed. Whereas like, you know, some of those ruck infringements and stuff, like that's technical. Like maybe a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Like you want the referee and like them to like focus on the big stuff. Get those ones right.
Dropping the ball over the line. If Cody Taylor dropped his ball over the line after his double banking.
Yeah.
Or whatever
double. Well, in the Aussie game, Gajo dropped it clean over the line. Yeah, if they'd given that, the Aussies would have been like, we've been fucking robbed.
Taking our jabs.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
Absolutely outrageous.
Ultimately, I find it very bizarre that it was not looked at all.
Yeah. And I think the TMO should come around to every home in New Zealand and give us a personal apology.
Personal explanation.
And bend over in front of us all so we can give them a damn good
spanking.
Damn good spanking.
So, yeah.
And look, if you choose not to give him the spank, that's up to
that's
you.
That's up to you. We'll leave that up to the people.
Yeah. We get the opportunity to spank that ass.
They gave that try.
Spank that ass for me. Back
second half started. Jordy Barrett got a nice intercept. He had some gas.
Yes. Yeah, that was nice to see. Yeah, he had some quickies.
Caleb Clark got one.
Caleb Clark had a great game, didn't he?
Line out move.
Fantastic.
Which I think Jordy Barrett also took, which was weird. It was a long line out. And then we were 10 points ahead.
It was lovely.
It was.
And then we were still, and after that, we still had a period of domination where we could have put more points on. You know, like.
Yes. There's one where Quacker Smith pilfered our ball, and I was like, oh, damn, I've forgotten that one.
We don't have a pilferer. We've been lacking a pilferer for ages, and we seem to be not that great at the breakdown at the moment.
Mm.
Like, we're not clearing out a ball. We're not, you know, our ball isn't like this sacred thing that we treasure. We lose our ball at the breakdown all the time.
Yeah. And the breakdown was when we gave away a lot of penalties.
We sure did. It was absolute shithousery.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
It's a weird one in that when, because the Box went to their bench a lot earlier. Initially, when the Box were going up against the All Black starters, it still felt like, okay, we're not really getting, like, they brought all their bomb squad on and then they tried to maul us and they didn't get. A try. We stopped them.
Right,
I think we might have given away a penalty not long later. Like,
doesn't sound like us.
Taylor at the breakdown, I think. Not rolling away or something like that. But yeah, we didn't get the initial. But then when we brought our subs on.
You know, it's okay for Famagolo to hang out the back of the ruck and kick the ball, though. That's absolutely fine. Yeah, you can't question that, though. You might get... been right the other way. What the fuck was that? I mean, that one really fucked me off. I'm sorry. I'm having a flashback to the start. Anyway. Famagolo. He's bloody good though. Anyway, go on. We'll talk about how amazing that guy is.
I don't think our subs had the same impact there.
They certainly didn't.
When our bench comes on, we got worse.
Yeah, it's true.
Whereas the Box have got this knack of bringing the bench on and they get better.
So I was watching it going, we're matching it here. And I was thinking, okay, they brought their bloody bomb squad on about 10 minutes. We still
our guys are going to be fresh at the end.
They're going to be fresh at the end.
I was thinking that.
And I was thinking, okay, that's pretty good strat, Razor.
Razor.
Yeah, nice work here.
Yeah.
And then our bench came on and just were not the standard that we need them to be.
No.
They literally, I think almost every single one of them, bar Talia maybe.
Ratsima came on, gave away a penalty. Finau came along, missed a tackle, gave away a penalty. Who else came
on? Offa Tuingafasi got
a yellow carded.
Yellow carded, which was huge.
Did he get...
I don't know if he gave away any penalties, but it was not good.
We had our goal line defense disappeared a bit. Yes. They were able to get down that end and pick and drive over.
Quacker Smith just drove over like nobody was Smith there. He was incredible. He's unbelievable.
So good. So good. I love that guy. Such a good player.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember when Bodie used to do that for us? Like when he was young, when he was like 2015?
Yeah.
Like DC would be coming off and you'd be like, oh, Bodie's coming on. It's great.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the same feeling with Quacker. When he comes on, it's like, Jesus, he's going to cause some havoc.
Yeah.
And he did. Stole our ball, stole our jobs, stole our women, got a try, everything.
Yeah. Came over and fucked everyone's wives.
Well, it's good on your channel.
Yeah, I think even Derry got their ball ripped off him.
Oh, yeah. Derry got stripped.
Which.
He might have had his knees on the ground.
I think he had his knees. Because he had his knees.
That was Marks as well that did that strip.
His knees hit the ground and the referee.
Didn't call tackle.
Didn't quite see it.
I don't know.
And then his knees almost hit the ground and then it got ripped.
Oh, yeah.
So it had already hit the ground. But anyway, it's not like it was a really crucial time of the game.
Sam Kane, I think, broke Sia Khaleesi's face.
Yeah. I haven't seen a proper... I've seen like the far shot. And the far shot for me looks like he hits here.
And then
Sia's face like folds over onto his shoulder. And that
it seems like into it. Secondary contact from the one that I saw.
But it's so hard to see. There's no decent close-up.
I mean, again,
it wasn't like a full-on.
It wasn't the World Cup final red card style, but I think it was probably. If we're being fair,
we haven't had a chance to look see decent footage.
Probably looking card, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Broken orbital.
Yeah.
So he's gone for a bit. Is it orbital?
I think so.
Orbital.
So.
Why can't I say that now?
I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, Crocker Smith. He's a replacement, and he scored a try. Grant Williams, he's a replacement and he scored a try.
Grant Williams, he's good too, man.
Love him, eh?
Yeah, he played really, really well.
Yeah.
I thought Cortez, a real shame for the bloke because he's, I've got raps on him, but I don't think he got a bit startled, made a couple of mistakes and didn't quite.
That's a pressure game, man.
Wasn't quite able to recover.
Mm.
Grant Williams, like, caused a fair bit of havoc around the rucks up until he scored his match winning try.
Didn't even mention Sasha's 60 meter penalty.
Yeah, that was.
And he missed a real sitter not long before that. Yeah. Oh, no, not long before the end of the game, but.
Yeah.
That
was a nice.
The 60 meter one was
bloody
nice.
Boy, oh boy, that kid, man. He's.
Good player, hey?
He's a hell of a player. How good. What's the ceiling on that guy?
Yeah, he looks the business.
What, how old is he? Like freaking 18?
23 or something?
15? 16? 12?
Yeah, I think 12.
It's a lot of years of hurt we've got coming up. If we have Aaron Smith, what's his name? Was a bit angry with the ladies. What's his name? Broke Bongi's leg in the final.
Shannon Frizzell. Jesus Christ.
Shannon Frizzell, Brody Retallick, Aaron Smith. Do we lose that game?
I think if we had a better bench, nah.
If they come on the bench.
Yeah, if you're bringing on like Sam Whitelock and Aaron Smith.
Well, Brody, apparently the rumor is that Brody Retallick and Aaron Smith are like, we want to play, change the rules and let us play. Mwanga comes on.
Yeah,
we don't have our best players playing the damn game. Like, I remember there was this moment where I was watching them in Argentina and there was like, the All Blacks ended the game team and I was like, it almost felt like they weren't the All Blacks. It felt like they were just like a super.
We've got All
team.
Blacks at home.
Yeah, exactly. We could be All Blacks one day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to discredit these guys. I think Sam Darry's played really well this season.
Yeah.
But he wasn't able to make a decent enough impact. I think he's more of a starter kind of guy than an impact kind of dude. Sami Pino Finau, I just don't
think. Shite, eh?
He looked like absolute balls.
He's a big guy. What the fuck?
And that's why I think they have him, because he's like big old dude. He's as big as Shannon Frizzell.
Yeah.
He's like a Jerry Collins kind of build. And
he doesn't play like it.
He just played like shit.
Someone needs to go to bro. You're really big. Use that big frame of yours.
Yeah, yeah. Go smash some dudes.
Yeah.
He didn't come. Or whole bench didn't play particularly well. I would have rather seen Satutu come on. Semi Pena Fino.
Played pretty well.
Super
rugby.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a high level. They get to play. All those really good Australian teams. Bringing on Talia. So you've got Talia, you've got Caleb. These were great.
They took off Clark and put Talia.
Caleb Clark had an outrageously good game. He's so good in the air. They took
off both the wingers.
Jordan
got subbed, and then Talia went on the right wing, and then Clark got subbed, and Ioane went on the left wing, and ALB went into the midfield.
Yeah, right. But was that really necessary?
I don't know. I don't think that's like the... Remember we talked about last time, like best use of the bench? Not best use of the bench.
Talia's world class, but I don't think bringing on a winger for impact is best
use. Replace Will Jordan.
Replace Will Jordan and Caleb Clark, who are, you know, both still massive threats out there. They don't look like they're... Not to be offensive to wingers, but they're not having to hit everybody.
I think you're better off having another forward there, aren't you?
Well, yeah, like if Satutu comes on there, or you got Satutu, Dalton Papali'i, or Dalton Papali'i's got a broken or injured thumb.
Yeah. Another Lucy there surely is more beneficial than just changing wingers.
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah. But then we go 6-2.
Yeah.
We've never done that before.
We have, but not much.
Oh, okay.
Fozzie did it.
All right, well, yeah.
Oh, well. Hindsight's 2020.
So
we could have won.
Anyway, so
we didn't.
We played so well. For 62 minutes.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, go for it.
Our tries, we get a maul try, a turnover ball try, an intercept try, and a line-out set play. We never score a try just kind of like 15 on 15. You know what I mean? We don't score a try like, we're going to break your defensive down, we're going to go through 20 phases.
I feel like that's rugby, though. You take your opportunities and you maximize.
Is it a concern that we didn't score? Because, I mean, Williams' try is just a regular phase play try.
That's a freaking...
Quacker Smith's try is just like a regular kind of phase play try. Bongies is a maul try.
Bongies is a knock-on.
But you know what I mean.
Bongies is a...
Is it concerning that we couldn't break down like the structured South African defence?
Well, I know, I don't think so, because I think in a game of rugby, you're always going to get moments and opportunities. Mm. And we've always been that team that punishes you give us those little opportunities.
Did we
and
have
maybe
any...
that's maybe that's I think that was think... maybe the frustrating thing was we could, it felt like we're getting them on the hop. It felt like they weren't having their best day and we were having a good day.
Yeah. And we still lost.
And we still lost. So shit.
That sucks.
It really sucks. We grew up our entire lives just.
We can play crap and still win.
Yeah, we used to play crap and win all the time against the best teams in the world. And we used to mow people down from anywhere.
Yeah.
And now we don't score in the last 20 minutes of games.
That's right. That's bizarre.
The fuck, man?
This way sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Oh, God.
Shit. I really don't like it.
But yeah. I mean, you could say, because I think barring one time when Ethan Blackadder could have passed it to Caleb Clark, I don't think we had any other really genuine scoring opportunities, did we? Like where we were like, next play gonna...
I thought we played well, man. Like,
yeah, we were close, but I don't know if we were ever like...
Think about we lost in the same weekend that Australia beat the shit out of South Africa beat the shit out of Australia in, was it in Brisbane? And we lost to Argentina. I was thinking that night, we're gonna get smoked.
Yeah.
And I had a mate on my kind of boys chat that's with 15 minutes left in the game, he said, whatever happens here, like, we've still proven that we're a massive force. And I was like, this isn't fucking Star Wars, we need to win. but it's, I just don't like watching the All Blacks lose. It just, there's something that feels yuck about it. And that one felt particularly yuck because when the All Blacks play well, they win.
Usually, yeah.
No, they not usually. When the All Blacks play well, they win. They win. The All Blacks played well.
The bench didn't play well.
Yeah, the bench didn't play well. And we lost. And we just got mowed down. And I started just to let myself feel happy about it during the game. I was like, this is, you know, going well. If we score another try here, we'll wrap this up. It's such a... I can't even remember his name.
Feinberg and Gomazulu.
Gomazulu.
Ngomazulu.
He's like one of the best players in the world. I need to say his name right. Yeah. Ngomazulu.
I think so, yeah.
Sasha Feinberg Ngomazulu.
I believe so.
Sasha Feinberg Ngomazulu.
Someone will correct us.
He
please.
He's freakish talent that's going to terrorize the world for years to come.
Yeah, because their backline was even rejigged. Like they had Creel out on the wing. He has played a bit of wing before, but he's not like Kurtley Aronson.
That's right.
They had to rejig their backline. I was like, man, rejig their backline, and we got subs coming on. We're a 10-point lead.
There were moments, and their back three looks deadly.
Yeah.
Real deadly when they want it
Colby's
to
a freak. He sat down Scotty Barrett. What the hell?
Rocket, rocket, man. Absolutely. It's unbelievable. That was a heck of a thing to see. But yeah, just watching the All Blacks play well and lose.
Sucks.
Really sucked. And a game that just... Oh, like when we lost to Argentina, I was like, oh, fuck, that sucked. But losing that game where I was like, oh, this is a good... Oh, this is a sweetie. Mm. You never write us off. We still freaking got the goods. And then to come away and just poop the bed at the end. And I... Oh, our kicking game at the end of that was just dog
shit.
Why
the frick did Bodie kick it away?
Why was he chipping it at the end?
Nobody
there?
Was even near it.
Yeah. And we had numbers on the outside. Well, that was when they had Rico on the wing as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was kicking off of Rico. And it looked like Rico was like, oh shit, you're kicking
it. For me. Yeah, exactly.
And then he wasn't quite onto it at that moment. He was hanging back waiting for the ball to come out.
Yeah.
And then if you think about, you know, that famous game against Ireland before they'd even beaten us, I think it was 2013, was it? Where we score that...
that last-minute play.
Last-minute play.
Was it Ryan Crotty?
Ryan Crotty gets it from the pass from Dane Coles that came from Aaron Cruden. And they just had patience through that.
Yeah,
they played
a ton of phases.
They played dynamic rugby.
All the way up the field.
Wasn't flights of fancy. Made, you know, good meters when they needed to. But didn't try and pull the miracle out of the bag.
Yep. Not trying to score from every play. Just get forward, get over the
Even
advantage
back
line.
Then, if Bowden Barrett, we've seen him do it so many times, a miracle play. He's capable of a miracle play. But do we score that try if Bowden Barrett's on the field that time? Because Aaron Cruden and Bowden Barrett were kind of...
They were vying for...
Like number two, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Aaron Cruden just played it as a distributor and played the cutout pass when he needed
to. Keep
it
moving, yeah.
Keep it moving.
Get up forward meter by meter. Don't need
Because there was a moment there I was like, we can still do this. Yeah. We can still...
We've seen this before as All Blacks fans. Yeah. We've done it a million times.
But it's been a while, man. We need to fix what's going on off the bench. We barely scored. We didn't score in the last 38 minutes of the freaking game last week against Argentina, which we all thought, oh, well, we had the game wrapped up. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. We didn't score at the end of the Argentina game. Like, we need to score tries when it really counts.
80-minute game.
80-minute game. We could change it to an hour game. Yeah.
We should get John Kerwin to get the rules changed because he is the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy you go
the
to
world
change.
Rugby listen to.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is not actually true in case anyone...
That's what it's all about.
Doesn't get that. But yeah.
You're not going to get shit from my Father's Day shit?
That's lovely.
You like it?
Anything else? I think you're going to get shit. For a lot of other stuff, but you're not going
to
get shit.
I'm trying to be not. I think that the South Africans deserve to win that game. They won that game. Like, I think they got some shit. I can't identify them because I'm not a South African fan and I wasn't looking for them. But I'm pretty sure that referee sucks shit.
Yeah.
And he sucks shit both ways. He wasn't a good enough referee to referee the two best teams in the world. Look, the banking thing may have been completely legit. Like, it's whatever. And it was what it was. I'd like to see just a better standard. Coming up. Do we often bitch about referees on this podcast?
I hope not.
I think we often do. No. Maybe we're just doing the whole butt hurt. We are butt hurt.
We're definitely butt hurt.
This one really stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we'd won a game and South Africa had been denied a try, I don't think I'd be sitting there going, well, you know, Cody Taylor still had a handle. I like to think I'd be like, man, you guys got fucked by that one. You know what I mean? Like, I would still. You know, like you, I still think we didn't play good enough to win the game.
Well, we threw it away at the end. Yeah. We kicked poorly. We kicked it.
And they
time.
Took the momentum away. So
they believed in their game the entire. Mm-hmm. They've got that self belief that we used to have. Like, we can still win this.
Exactly right.
You know, it was a bit of a soul crusher. You know, as fans, and it's all on again next week.
Yeah, got another chance.
I just don't know if I can do it.
Cape Town.
Apparently, the forecast is looking shite.
Okay. Maybe that's good for us because we play in the rain.
We grew up with a wet ball.
A lot.
Yes.
Speaking of rain.
It was raining in Argentina.
It was. Pissing down.
Yes. I'm feeling, you know what this has made me feel? I'm feeling the blues that I felt. Because I know we're just about to talk to about Argentina, Australia, which we will talk about briefly for about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, well, everyone's already switched off. That's fine.
Yeah. I went to bed, just been like, that's hard.
Yeah.
But then I had like this lovely morning, like Madison had written all the, you know, like how school makes them do stuff.
Yeah.
She'd written all these poems and stuff. Nice. And like they had like this pre-written poem that they had to finish off for them. That was like, my dad is funny as a, I mean, she wrote a clown. My dad is nice as a puppy and all those sort of things, all these sort of things. And they were all very lovely. And I can't remember much of them. But then she said, and one of them was, my dad is handsome. And then she wrote, as a piece of shit. She wrote, my dad is handsome and she loves Michael Jackson. She wrote down, as Michael Jackson. And I was like, okay, we're talking pre-thriller here. But anyways, yeah, I had this really lovely like morning with your kids, and like when you got little kids and it's still very sweet and they still give a shit about you.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And I was like, okay, this isn't so bad. It's just a game. Just a game.
Yeah.
But yeah, but just in this conversation, I'm being
getting filled the blues.
feeling the sadness. That is a fucking downer.
Well,
at
least we beat the bookie's predictions of us getting beaten by 7 or 9 or whatever it was.
Well, yeah, that's something.
We got a losing bonus point.
Woo! 4 tries, baby. Do we get more tries than them still?
Yeah.
Suck on that.
4 tries to 3.
I'm just supposed to, yeah.
We just conceded a shitload of penalties.
Discipline's got to improve. Yeah, it really does. Anyway, okay. Australia versus... goes like that, it turns Argentinian.
Argentina. Augustine Creevy's last game. Poochie went back to his home planet. Aussie were predicted to get flogged.
Well, they didn't get flogged.
They ended up winning.
You know what?
Can I tell you something which I feel a bit bad about saying?
What's that?
I think Noah Lalisse is a bit shit at test level.
Yeah.
I like him at the Brumbies. But like, his kicking options...
Would you rather see Ben Donaldson?
Or maybe even Liner.
Oh, yeah?
Tom.
How many tests does Lalisse have under his
20 odd?
Yeah.
Like, enough that you're like, nah.
No.
You had your 20 chances.
20 goes, 20 bites at the cherry.
Sometimes when their forwards against South Africa will go on backwards, it's like, can't be too hard on them.
Yeah,
but they had decent parity against the Pumas, and it's like, why are you kicking like that? Why are you throwing that like shitty pass? You're making a guy isolated, and he's getting flogged. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. No, there are some questionable parts of his game, and maybe he's just getting a bit of a armchair ride on the fact that, oh, well, the whole team shit, you know.
Maybe.
But this was a game where they weren't getting flogged, and you're right. He should be like, you know, being a game leader and
at least a few moments to be like, oh well, thank goodness we had him there to get that moment. Yeah. Not like, oh, he missed another penalty right before half time, which was very kickable.
Yeah. Well, do you reckon Schmidt's gonna stick with him? Do you think
it sounds like it? Like, really? Schmidt in the post match care press conference, well, he almost managed to get Max Jorgensen away. I was like, well, fucking almost.
Exactly. You know, I've almost got a 12-foot cock. I'm just about 10 feet short.
Yeah.
I was meant to say inches.
There you go. 10 feet short. You're in negative territory.
Did I say 12 foot? No, I would. No,
12 inch and you're 10 feet short.
No, I said.
Hey.
That's a hell of an inning. Did I say 12 foot?
At the don't know. You don't want 12 feet. That's too much.
Yeah, that's too much. You imagine that.
That's two of me lying down on the floor.
That's like a snake just falling around.
Mate, there's an anaconda coming out of your pants.
Geez, nah, it's just my cock. The reason I can't wear shorts. You'd have to like create some sort of like system to like roll it up in your trousers. It'd be like one of those, you know, those like bubblegum roll up things.
Oh, yeah,
it'd be like one of those. You'd have to.
It's a good value.
You just have like those boots.
It's your big Hubba Bubba.
Exactly. I once watched a documentary about a guy with like a 180-pound testicle. You seen that one?
I haven't seen that one.
It was quite disturbing.
I bet it was.
You could almost like sit on it.
That would be unfortunate and uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable. It was really sad.
The Argentinians only scored one try.
Sorry, yeah. Talking about rugby, aren't we? Yeah.
Juan Martin Gonzalez got a maul try. If there's one thing you should be able to bet on at the TAB, it is the Wallabies to concede a maul try.
The other thing is
it's how, pretty much a given
that they're going to fuck up a regather of a
star. Oh my God.
Jesus.
I was getting genuinely fucked off watching that. Like, stop it.
Catch the ball.
Like,
and then they went to like Mahoney, whatever his name, he went to Johnny. I was like, okay, John, this is more your field. Can you tell us why the Wallabies are so fucking shit at catching restarts? He's like, well, I guess these days you've got a pod around you and you've got to cajole them to get to the right spot and things are moving and it's very noisy out there and it's wet. But like 5 out of 5, they completely screwed the pooch.
It was pretty much a guarantee. If the Wallabies have just scored points, they're about to fuck up the restart and concede some more themselves.
It was such a momentum killer each time.
Every time.
It was real. And that's kind of what kept the Argies in the game for a long period. They're like the faulty towers of like regaining restarts.
It was awful.
It was absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
Jeez. But look, they stuck in that.
They did. They scored a try through Jake Gordon.
Yeah.
That was a nice try. Nice little inside ball. Mm-hmm. Tom Wright popped from the deck.
I like Ikitau.
Nice try of the game. I think that way. Ikitau and Tom Wright both look sharp.
I like Paisami too.
He wasn't playing.
But I just like him. I'm just trying to find positives to say. Really want to see Tom Wright in that team now.
Tom Wright was at fullback.
Shit, not Tom Wright. What's the guy? Fraser McWright.
Fraser McWright, once he gets back fit.
He's world class.
Tizano made 22 out of 22 tackles.
I want the South
African
people and the rest of the world to see how good
Fraser McWright is.
Although we've been bigging him up all year. He's probably going to have an absolute shit.
Well, they've already played the box, so they won't see them anyway.
Well, like, he'll play at the end of the year tour.
I suppose so.
Who are they going to play?
I don't remember. Some teams in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah. Maybe some, including the likes of England, France, Scotland,
UK
Wales.
And Ireland, potentially, somewhere.
Yeah. One of those teams. And maybe like Georgia, to throw in there.
They did play Georgia in Australia. That's the one team they didn't concede a maul try against.
The Georgians are known for their mauls.
Exactly.
Well, they might be.
Valentini got a try. He was busy.
Yeah.
Harry Wilson was busy.
There's a lot of intent out there. I thought at the start of the second half, they really showed up physically. Mm. They were putting in a lot of big shots.
Mm.
But they're just a little rudderless, and maybe that is down to Lawless here.
Maybe.
Yeah. Get a.
Some of the Irish fans were saying, don't fear. When Joe Schmidt first took over Ireland, our attack looked shit as well. So I don't remember back that far. So.
Neither do I. I wasn't following that Irish rugby team that hard until they started beating us.
Exactly.
I was like, what the fuck is
that? That's when stuff gets real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it's just a matter of time. Like, it's just Rome not built in a day. Can't turn the wall around.
Probably come right just as they play the All Blacks. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Imagine that. So we lose
the Bledisloe, lose the Freedom Cup. The Freedom Cup's the one we got against the Box, by the way. It's on the line this weekend.
When was the last time we lost that?
I think 2010. I've had it for a long time. It's never really been a thing. Do you think it could become a thing? If us and the Box kind of have this similar level, or
it's like one of those ones.
Because like the Bledisloe, Jesus, how long have we had that thing?
Yeah, we've been making a big deal about the Bledisloe because it's historically used to be so revered.
But is the Freedom Cup going to become the one that's more important?
If I was South Africa and I win this weekend, I'd make a big deal.
But make a big deal of it, yeah.
Yeah, I would, because it was for Nelson Mandela, for God's sake.
Exactly.
I would be pretty stoked about it, and I would, you know, hold it up, and it's probably a little bit more prestigious than the Qatar Airlines Cup.
We've never won that one, so I wouldn't know.
Well, the only team that's allowed to play for it is South Africa.
They played Wales for it this year, and they retained it.
Is it like they have to defend it every time they play? Yeah. It's the cash grab cup.
And the building, they had Emirates this weekend with the flyover, and Qatar Airways, airline. Pick a bloody airline, will you, South Africa?
And New Zealand's still available.
Yeah, they probably don't have the cash.
We got good safety videos.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I'm sick of the safety video at the moment.
I don't fly enough to get sick of it.
Flied a lot recently. It's the Wonders of the World one. Like, where they're debating which
Colossus of Rhodes.
Colossus of Rhodes. No, they're debating.
The Great Pyramid again.
Yeah, no, no, it's in New Zealand.
The Lighthouse of Alexandria.
The debate is they've got all these assholes in Cape Reinga. Oh, okay. Do you really want to hear about
no,
it?
No, I don't really want to hear it.
Go look it up. Piece of shit.
Okay. But the Aussies won it with a last minute penalty. It was one of those new law variations that got the Pumas.
Yeah, what was it? Yeah, no, there was
if you're was if you're in the area of the ruck, you're not allowed to play the nine. And I think it was Angus Bell who was.
You're also not allowed to kick the ball, eh? When you're in the area of the ruck. Don't know. Like Sacha Farm going.
He was just rolling away, and the ball.
You're...
I know he shouldn't be. You can ping it.
You can ping it. You can literally ping that. Probably more likely to ping that than some guy going, "What was that?" Yeah, that irritated me.
Get the feeling it did.
It's rugby, man. Grow a set of balls. A freaking halfback's going to be yappy. If he doesn't tell you to get fucked, get on with it. Maybe just give him a warning. Get fucked, ref. That was bullshit. If he had said that, I might
have accepted the penalty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. I've been like, ooh.
What if it was, what the fuck was that, ref?
I would have been like, TJ, that was dumb.
Yeah.
You've put us.
I don't think it was the first time he'd shouted at the ref, because it was a couple of times before him when Khaleesi had his hands on the ball, and then ref would be like, no! And he'd be like, ooh! And then I think TJ had been yelling at him a couple of times before that. I haven't gone back to watch it. Don't bring myself to do that. Why are we talking about the All Blacks again?
Oh, he's pissed off.
Last minute penalty, the drama.
Yeah.
Ben Dalton kicks it over.
And then they win the game. Yeah, that was...
Oh, we didn't even talk about the time, the stadium clock being off. The ref was like, the stadium clock is wrong.
It's wrong, by the way. Can I just mention again that it's wrong?
And then the Aussie players start charging the penalty, like, the stadium clock's finished. Like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you should have popped up, like, a little pop-up. And then been like the way I kind of pop up.
By the way, rugby games have an official timekeeper who is the only authority. Any other times are only for indicative purposes.
Yeah, very nice. You could have just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had to have your hand like that. That's true. That would have been a bit weird. You could have just been like loud and proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like a fart.
Like a honeymooner's cock.
But yeah, good on Australia. First win in the Rugby Championship. They didn't get any wins in the Rugby Championship last year under old Eddie. First win for Joe. They're still bottom of the log.
If they win next weekend, they will be third. I think
the box have pretty much got this sewn up. They're three from three. Everyone else is like two. A win and two losses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
two wins and one loss.
So course. If
no,
we...
No, we're one. We lost to Argentina and South Africa. We only got one win.
Oh, shitballs.
Yeah. Man. We beat Argentina. Argentina beat us. Argentina lost to Australia.
Yeah, sorry. For some reason, I thought...
We can't have two losses? What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, so
we might be one from four next week.
We never give a shit about it, but now it hurts.
Yeah,
we never give a shit about winning this because we always win it.
That's right. No one gave Fozzie any credit last year for winning it,
or the year before.
So yeah, that was Australia Argentina in the wet. Augustine Creevy's last game. Well done, mate. Finished the game as a flanker because he had to come on.
Hell of a career.
Yeah.
Would have seen so many changes over his career.
He's one of the few remaining guys around our age that was still playing international rugby.
Yeah.
But he's called it quits.
The blokes around our age are like Dan Carter, Richie McCaw, Jerry.
Those guys are a bit
Jerry
older than
Collins.
Us, I think.
I think they're a year older than us. Who's... Well, okay, Sam Whitelock.
Richard Kahui is younger than us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Sam Whitelock's younger than us.
Yep.
Kieran Reid might be exactly the same age as us.
Okay. Ellen Wynne Jones is younger than us.
We're old.
We're very old.
There isn't another international player. Yeah, we're beyond almost that stage of life where when we were 17-year-olds, you'd be like, holy shit, that guy's our age.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're like,
when you see a 39-year-old still playing, holy shit, that guy's our age. Yeah, still
like,
playing.
You're like, well, he's almost my age. Yeah. Turning 41 in a week.
Jesus.
Put your happy birthday messages below.
Fuck you, Tony. You biased bastard.
Yeah, fuck.
Can I also tell you...
You can tell me.
For the people who haven't managed to somehow turn off the podcast while driving.
Yes.
The Samoa beat Tonga.
Yes.
43-17 in the Pacific Nations Cup.
Ooh, damn, son.
Samoa had a big lead.
Yeah.
And then Tonga were like... I don't remember how many points. Like 28-0 or something down.
Yeah.
And they took a three. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But it worked because then they scored like a try after. I think two tries. So that got them the momentum. And then they conceded more points.
Oh,
that's so the Tongans got
What are the most notable names playing those games?
A bunch of guys who play for like Minor Pacifica.
Okay.
And
obviously, that's done them well.
Yeah.
Well, actually, well, there's some on play.
Well, both teams had guys playing from Minor Pacifica, so that was interesting. So again, the teammates up against teammates. Ben Tamiafuna came back and played for that one.
Nice.
Played for Tonga in the tight head prop position.
Didn't go so well, huh?
And Theo McFarland is the guy who plays for Saracens over in the UK. He's class. He played for Samoa. So both those guys are giving up their holidays to be playing rugby. Like, they should be on the off season right now.
Oh, that's nice.
So good for them. There was fuck all people there because it was played in Apia Park in Samoa on like a Friday afternoon when everyone's still at work. Mm. So kind of seems a bit half-assed.
That's
should be played on a Saturday.
I haven't watched the game, but I did see the opening titles for it, and I was like, well, they're impressive.
Yeah, very flashy. And in the same competition, USA beat Canada 28-15 in LA.
Take that, Canada.
Yeah. A similar vibe, like the USA got some scores, Canada had a patch, and then USA.
Randomly, I think my granddad was born in Canada.
Okay.
Which I think may technically...
Does that mean you like maple syrup?
Love it.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
You are Canadian.
I think he was born in Canada.
When you hear hockey, are you thinking field or ice?
Thinking field.
Then you're not Canadian.
No, now I'd say I'm thinking ice, but growing up I would always think field.
Hmm.
Hockey.
When I met Canadians for the first time in China, they found it weird that I called it ice hockey. They were like, hockey is just hockey, you fuckwit.
Yeah.
No, I was like, well, no, in New Zealand it's on AstroTurf.
So what do they call that?
Field hockey.
Yeah. Is there anyone playing field hockey over there?
I doubt it. They play lacrosse, don't they?
Yeah. So there'd be some small sort of...
Basically, all of the guys in the Canadian rugby team are guys who couldn't make it at the NHL, I think, because that's a pretty rough sport too.
I think they're probably, if they committed to it and had it was a popular sport, they'd crush.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
Got the guys for it. But yeah, 28-15, so America got a win. That competition continues this weekend as well.
Done a fair bit of clapping this week.
Mm.
You want more clapping or less clapping?
Well, I don't think I'm happy with the current level of clapping.
Okay.
Games this weekend. Do you see us winning in Cape Town or do you think the box will play better and we will not be able to match that same level? Like if the box play well, can we beat them?
The fact my head was so far down there, what do you think?
I reckon you're not optimistic.
I want to be optimistic. I really want to be optimistic. I hope we learn a lot of lessons from that game. I hope we go out.
Take the learnings.
Take the learnings. Like it was we went to school. But if I was a betting man, I would say that South Africa, we're going to win. I really, 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 really hope we win. But
what about Argentina and Australia?
I'm going to go Australia again.
Okay.
I think if they can sort out their restart catching, that's going to help.
Argentina are so Jekyll and Hyde, I'm going to say that they're going to be world beaters again this weekend.
Okay.
So they'll play a lot better.
Okay, what are you saying about the All Blacks, South Africa?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to win. This weekend just gone, in my Super Brew, I picked New Zealand by one.
Yeah.
And I picked Australia by one. One of those results, I was correct. One of those results, I was not.
You're pretty close on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I knew New Zealand can win. If our bench get an absolute rocket up them and come out like a bench possessed. And also, we also need to...
Imagine if like a WWE thing, like when the squad is named, it's like Aaron Smith, Sam Whitelock. Like, you'd be like, hey boy.
Yeah, we like announcing Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the sound of glass smashing.
That'd be great. I'd feel much better if that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Samba Petty Fee now. Look at the fuck.
Anyway. I'd be excited about a Cam Roy guard right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the NPC.
North Harbour lost. We got a win last week, North Harbour. You're still without a win.
We're winless. We're not from
four. We're three losses, one win. You're four losses. Jeez, this is the Blues franchise, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
We just won the comp. Shouldn't we be able to put something together? Counties. Our man Satutu plays for Counties.
I don't think he's played yet, has he?
I think he has.
Oh, has he played one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, it's good to see him playing rugby. He's right where he belongs. Can't even pick out best players. Oh, we didn't even talk about the week before. This probably would have been the main thing of what our podcast would have been about last week. Sorry, we didn't have a podcast last week. I had the shits.
And my son also was a bit ill.
But Leon McDonald left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We would have literally talked about that for half an hour. And now what?
Because there'd been no games on that weekend. Yeah,
exactly.
Now it's an afterthought for the five people that are still watching.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it, John? Steve, good to see you, pal.
Billy boy.
It would be so weird if your name was Steve and you were like, well, maybe there's a good chance. There'll be literally hundreds of people watching this, at least. Well, there'll be thousands of people you'd think would watch this podcast.
All the way to the end, though?
Thousand, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But at the end, we've probably got dribbles of maybe 1,000 people here.
Okay.
But there must be a Steve in there.
One Steve, South African Steve, who's like, fucking keep crying, Tony.
Yeah, Steve.
Keep crying.
Suck a dick. dear, dear. Sorry, Steve. You're a good man. Yeah, fantastic. Great work, Mark. Anything else to talk about?
Seeing as you're telling Steve to suck a dick.
I didn't say it like that. I just said suck a dick.
Okay.
You said suck a dick. I didn't say it with that sort of intonation.
Taking stuff out of context.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's like TJ Perenara. If he said, what was that?
I just want to know what that was.
Yeah. There was an NHL player who once got suspended for calling a guy a cocksucker because it's a homophobic slur.
Right. Montoya got a 3-game ban from the NRL last year for being caught audibly on the microphone calling someone the F word.
Okay. Well, cocksucker, I think, is generic. Have you ever watched the show Deadwood? Cowboy show. Everyone's a cocksucker. Hey, yeah. Cocksucker. Like,
so because someone was milking a penalty in the other one, and
right?
He was like, Ben, stop being such a.
Yeah, I don't think I've used that word since I was like 15 or something.
If we'd run with maggot,
yeah,
but they, yeah, it's not on.
Yeah,
it's not on. But boy, I've heard
worse,
way worse on rugby field. I don't know.
I think that's
Jesus.
Worse than,
I played rugby 20 years ago.
I think that's worse than cocksucker.
Oh, 100% it is.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable. I'm not saying that the band was wrong. And he came out and he had to be like, I'm okay, mates.
Like, just like you have South African friends. Old Steve.
Hey, Steve. Keep sucking that pole.
Oh, man. I'm just happy the battery lasted the whole way.
Yeah, well, don't tempt fate.
Okay.
Okay, we got there. Fantastic.
This is a podcast.
Called?
2 Cents Gets Distracted.
You can find it on many platforms.
Well.
Including?
Spotify.
iHeartRadio.
I tried Google Podcasts the other day, but it told me no.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
And wherever else you get your podcasts before they get eaten up by another big podcast company.
We'll be doing this again next week, where you can also...
You might be watching us...
See Tony be salty about the Cape Town loss.
Or be really, really smug about the...
In which case, you probably won't tune in if you're a South African fan, because you don't want to see
next week will
the
be on
joy
your,
on Tony's face.
Next week will be on your channel.
This is true.
So next week, you won't get so much fucking and...
Yeah, it'll be a bit cleaner. There'll be less cocksuckers.
You got to stop saying that. Okay, yeah, definitely.
It was Ryan Getzlaff, by the way. He's a baldy. He's a retired now hockey player, but he got...
He gets what?
He's the one who got suspended for using that word.
Yeah, you bore me cocksucker.
Something like that. Yeah, he's Canadian as well. So.
Well, it's a derogatory, isn't it? Because you're...
I suppose so. Yeah, I just never... Like, sometimes I take stuff just at face value and I never think about...
Well, you're saying being a cocksucker is a bad thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You filthy muff diver.
Yeah, I suppose so.
People don't say that so much.
Yeah. When I call someone a piece of shit, I'm not like thinking you're actually something that came out of someone's anus, but, you know.
Apart from, remember that time you called me a piece of shit and you're like, no, Tony, I don't want you
actually.
Confused. So I'm not being like figurative or metaphorical.
Literally.
I think you literally are something that was excreted from.
Well, sometimes when I walk in that freaking door with that smell on the stairwell.
Yeah, it's a strange smell down. Mm-hmm. It's at this time of night.
This wrap-up has lasted a wee while.
Yeah, it has lasted a wee while. Can I tell you, are you seeing it was my birthday coming up soon? I used to have a friend from film school.
Sure you did.
Fuck you. And I haven't heard from him yet, but for years afterwards,
okay,
he would send me a photo
of
on my birthday. He would take a photo of one of his own shits and send it to me and be like, hey, look, you've got the same birthday. It always made me laugh, but grossed me out disgustingly at the same time.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. Anyway, look, well done, Mark. Have we shaken hands already?
No.
Oh, we'll go through this.
Well done.
Farewell, ha-de-da.
Take care, folks.
See ya.